Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to CCH Healthcare Podcast. I'm Kelly Jackson, and this is Voices of Valor. This podcast was designed to hear the experiences of our veterans in the healthcare system. Today, we're at Scarlet Oaks Rehab and Assisted Living talking to veterans. That's 440 Lafayette Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio. Today, we have our first veteran with us. That's Martin Schuster. First of all, before we even get started, Mr. Schuster, I want to say thank you for your service, because we know freedom is not free. Somebody had to pay the cost. So thank you for your bravery and your service.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's get right into it. Can you tell me, tell us what branch you served in?
Navy, U.S. Navy.
Okay. And when did you enlist or?
I enlisted in, let me think.
If you can't remember that, tell us how long did you serve?
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
All right. Awesome. Only go in there at a certain age, you get out the day before your 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, how they call it the kiddie cruise, you know.
So tell us about basic training.
Well, just a regular basic training, marching every day and exercising and doing all that stuff, you know, just silly crap, you know, just make you do all that, you know.
I bet you had to get up pretty early.
Oh, 6 o'clock is it? That's it. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, up and ready.
Going on, yep.
So what was your job in the military?
I was a radarman. Watch the scopes to tell the captain what's going on out there. So, Schuster! He used to holler at me all the time. He wouldn't ask any of the petty officers anything. He's always hollering at me because I always gave the answer right away. Mm-hmm. You know, Schuster, you know. I remember that so vividly.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, I always had the answers quick. You know, I knew what was going on. Some of these guys, well, I don't know, sir, let me check that out. You know, shit like that. He didn't want to hear that. He hollered, Schuster.
He wanted to make sure.
He was really on me all the time, you know. And I said, what the heck? I thought he didn't like me, but then I found out later from the executive officer that, no, he just depends on you, Schuster. Mm-hmm. So I was just a seaman, you know.
So what made you want to join the military?
What was my motivation? I forget. Man, that's something.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can come back.
I just thought it was something to do, you know. Get the education from them. You know, I finished high school in the Navy and then went into radar. Mm-hmm. And it was.
What did it take to get that education for us radar?
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The training, they, you know, they would train you and let you know what's going on and teach you how to do it. And, you know, some of them pick it up fast and some of them don't, you know. That's why the captain was always on my case, because I always had an answer for him.
Got it.
So, but, yeah, it was 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
The kiddie cruise.
So tell me, what was your most memorable moment being in the Navy and on ships and things?
Well, it was, you know, like I say, when we were overseas, you know, going on ports, you know, countries that you've never been to, you know, and all that. That was always exciting and fun, you know. That was the good part, the travel part, you know.
So how many countries have you seen?
Well, I see all of the Mediterranean, you know, France, Italy, Greece, wow. You know, Israel, North Africa. What country that was in North Africa? Wow. We just knew we were there in North Africa.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
See, it's traveling and seeing all those countries and things.
Yeah, that was a good time. Then, I was in Cartagena, South America, in Great Britain, went to London, places like that, you know. Okay. You get to see the world, you know. That's what the Navy's all about, basically, you know.
All right. So did you get to see any action while?
No, I was in there. What's the 42? In the 60s, I think I was 15, 16. There wasn't anything going on, you know. Okay. It's just peacetime.
So you say you were 16 when you joined?
No, it was just before. It was a kiddie cruise.
Okay.
I was 18, I think. Yeah.
18.
You know, there was no action or anything. It was just, you know.
What was your parents' reaction when you told them you wanted to join the military?
My dad was a Marine during World War II.
Okay.
He was in Iwo Jima and Guam. And my uncles were in he was in the Marines. My uncles were in the Army, and they were in Germany and, you know.
So you come from a military family.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'd call them military, but they were all during, that was all World War II, you know, that everybody had to go, you know. So that was, but like I say, they saw action, both my uncles and my dad. Mm-hmm. They got to see action.
So every soldier's experience in the military is different. What was your experience in the military?
Oh, just a good time. It was during peacetime, so it wasn't a big deal. And, you know, being in a uniform, girls always coming around, you know. It's, you know,
oh, yeah.
Getting more pussy than you needed, you know.
Oh, gosh. Is there anything about the military you miss besides the girls and the uniform?
Well, no, not really. I put almost 4 years in. Just thinking back, nothing really big deal, you know, with all this. Kind of like a job, you know, had something you had to do, and that was it, you know. It's a big deal.
So if a young person was got off track and needed to be disciplined a little bit more, would you recommend the military for them?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It gives you, what do you call it, guidance and structure, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Even though I fought that every second. Guidance and structure. Yeah. No, not me. I'm just going to go get drunk.
Wow. So, How was transitioning back to civilian life after doing those years in the military?
Oh, it was not a big deal. My father was in construction, and I got a job doing construction work. And then I got into radar. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was in the Navy. I got into radar, but it was what did I do in the Navy or when I got out? Let's see.
Let's stay right there about the radar and then the Navy. So how did you handle being on those ships for, you know, like the first times and things like that?
No, it was exciting. It was fun. You know, it was
no seasickness or anything like that.
No. A couple times, but I came ashore, coming back aboard drunk. So you get sick from that, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so I made a point never to get drunk before we pulled off. Got out of port. People beat you up even if you're sober, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I didn't get sick too often.
Any other memorable stories you want to share or funny stories you want to share with us?
CS was funny. I'm trying to remember back. I can remember certain things, but, you know, nothing really exciting.
That's exciting, just traveling and doing all that.
Yeah, just got to meet some people and get to know some women that had houses. Mm-hmm. Used to go to their party, get drunk. never intentionally get drunk, but you eventually do, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's...
So tell me about your... do you have any brothers that was in the military or...
No, my brother.
Besides your dad and your uncle.
No, wait a minute. What did Fred do? Fred was in the. Oh, damn, let me think what he was in. Hmm. He was in the Air Force.
Okay.
But he didn't get to be a, you know, pilot. Okay. And didn't get aboard an airplane. He was just in the Navy. Air Force.
What made you choose the Navy, though? Did you?
At that time, they had what they call the kiddie cruise. If you get in before you're 18 years old, mm-hmm. you're 17. And I thought, well, what the heck? I'd rather be on a ship than a foxhole.
Gotcha.
You know.
So as far as the military, what have you learned from the military that today, that structure that you have today?
Oh, well, trying to think what the military might have done for me. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I quit high school to join the Navy. So I got, you know, my GED and all that, you know, and. Okay.
So they paid for you. Schooling and things.
Then it was when I got out, I started in construction. But then I got bored with all the things, so I learned all the trades. Learned plumbing, learned electric, all of them. I could teach people. And I'd see people today, the truck goes by, and a guy's name on the side of the truck. Hey, I taught him everything he knows. I taught a whole bunch of guys like that. That'd be...
A lot of trades.
And the trades, I know more.
Well, is there anything else you want to share about your experience in the Navy and the military?
Well, it's just, you know, mostly boring, you know. Wasn't during wartime or anything, you know, peacetime. So that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Just serving your country is a big deal.
Yeah, well, it was nothing heavy going on, you know.
Your bravery to be here and to tell your story speaks volumes, and we definitely appreciate it. I want to thank you again for your service. And like I said before, and you know, freedom was not free. It took somebody to pay the cost for us. And you serving in the military, you paid the cost, and we appreciate that. Mm. Mr. Schuster. Well, I'm Kelly Jackson, and this is Voices of Valor. Thank you.